Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
You're listening to Lost on Radio from Rightchord Music. In the next 30 minutes, we'll bring you incredible, new, undiscovered, and underappreciated music from around the world. We provide links to every artist we feature on Lost on Radio, so please visit rightchordmusic.com and click on the Lost on Radio tab for more information. Hi, you're listening to Lost on Radio.
Yo, listen up, this is Cody from High Tide.
Hello! Hi. Hello, we are the Mispers.
Hello, music fans. We're the band Queen Chief.
Hey, what's up, guys? This is Skylar from Remedies.
We are Taliesin.
I'm Kitty Finer.
Hi, I'm Eliza Hull.
Oh, hi. You're listening to the sweet, sweet harmonies of the Deadline Shakes.
And you are listening to Lost on Radio from Rightchord Music.
Hello, and welcome along to episode 261 of Lost on Radio from Rightchord Music. This first song is dedicated to all of those MPs in Westminster making an absolute pig's ear of Brexit.
I wanna catch you thinking for your
great start to the show. You just heard Splinter and No Thinking Zone. They are from London. That is track one from their debut EP called Thought Distortions, an EP that deals with topics including toxic masculinity, narcissism, gang culture, reality TV, and the lack of trust in the UK government. And I think that first song has kind of summed it up pretty nicely. A refreshing antidote to the ever more beige and vacuous pop culture we find ourselves living in today. That's what it says on their press release. And what a great way to start the show. Right, coming up next on the show, we're going to have another band who kind of have, I guess, like an activism theme running through their music and their approach, but quite different. In fact, very different. They're called Trapdoor Social. The track is called Truth. They're kind of a rock band with a mission. So since 2015, they've been fundraising and creating some pretty unique shows to promote sustainability. So they produce outdoor solar-powered concerts and events around the US. Now, what a kind of interesting and novel approach to making music again. And this track we're going to play, called The Truth, narrates the mistaken belief that one can find the perfect love. So a kind of a different type of protest, maybe. But a really interesting band, and worth checking out more of their music as well. So this is Trapdoor Social and Truth on Lost on Radio.
Once you know the truth, lies can cover your eyes from seeing what's right for you. Everyone's a silhouette compared to how bright you shine.
Social and LA, we head back to London for a three-piece called Come at the King, and this track is called Shudder. It's been released as pretty much because it's such a fan favourite in their live shows. It's the second single they've actually put out after Minesweep, which was released earlier this year. And they talk about their influences being the likes of White Stripes, BRMC, and Strokes, with the swagger of Oasis. Whenever I hear those words in any kind of biog or press release, it always gets my attention. Very much the bands that I guess kind of got me excited about music the first time around. Also listening to this track, it did remind me of another band I used to absolutely adore, called Archie Bronson Outfit. I don't know if you know those guys, but worth checking them out as well. But for now, this is Come At The King and Shudder.
Like your style.
regular listeners to the show will know, we do like to dot around the genres, and this week is no different. When I was planning this show, originally it was going to be all very chilled out and almost, yeah, kind of ambient. And then that great track from Splinter arrived, discovered on Squall. And from then on, we had to have a couple more kind of upbeat, kind of indie songs to kind of go with it. But yeah, this is kind of, I guess, the original plan for the show. So we're going to take it down a notch and play Deja Blue. Not Deja Vu, but Deja Blue. And this is their debut single, which is always exciting. We love to have debut singles on the show. It's called Lake Song. And it's heavily inspired, and all the music they produce is heavily inspired by dream pop and shoegaze, with bands including Slowdive and Beach House. This track is actually about the Lake District, very much a dreamy, euphoric soundscape is how we describe it. Now, I know we have a lot of listeners from a lot of places around the world. In fact, I think we have 150 different countries who have listened to the show since we began. So many of you will not be aware of the Lake District. But if you are coming to the UK at any point in the future, obviously you can take a trip to London. London's a great city. It's where we're based. But do, if you have the time, take the chance to get out to the Lake District. It's absolutely beautiful. A complete departure and a very different UK. I think a lot of people come to the UK and only ever see London and assume that is what the UK is all about. We do have some beautiful outside spaces, and the Lake District being one of them. So yeah, this is Deja Blue and Lake Song. Thank you. music. That was Deja Blue and Lake Song. It just makes me want to go walking. I don't know about you. Escape the city for a while. Right, we're going to head from Guildford and Southampton in the UK over to Denmark. It's great to have some Danish music on Lost on Radio. And the artist we're going to play for you is called... I'm probably going to pronounce this wrong, so apologies in advance. Neil New York. N-I-L-L-E-N-Y-C. I'm going to go with Neil New York. And this is her first self-produced track. She's produced a lot of music previously, but this is the first one she's produced herself. And it kind of heralds a maybe new, darker, edgier urban sound. The song is called Safe Island, and it's about daring to let go of the control which is forced upon us as human beings in a modern and hectic world. She's really, released 5 singles in 2018, so definitely go and check out her back catalogue. And this track, Safe Island, comes ahead of her debut EP, which is called Power, Pain, Pills and Percussion. Look forward to hearing more from that. So what you make of this.
Desperate to find out, the sea is too deep here. Trying to give a shout to show what I've got. Island inside, will it be safe there? Will it be safe, or will it be another illusion?
Before we play our last song of this week, I'm just going to remind you about Squall, our influencer marketing platform. The first track we played today from Splinter actually was discovered on Squall. And what Squall does very quickly is it connects musicians to social influencers. So if you want to get your music shared by people who have far bigger engaged followings than you do, then that's a place to head. It's squallmusic.co, and you can create a profile, submit your music for free, and of course then you'll get offers from influencers. And if you like those offers, then yeah, away you go. Really simple, and a great place to discover some new music. And if you have over 3,000 followers on Instagram or Twitter, a great way to monetize your followings as well. Right, so final track today, from an artist called Johnny Dar. Actually, when he contacted me, he was very much talking about his new, I guess, project called Dardelica, which is a collaboration between himself and a producer called Dan Vinci, who's a Brixton born and raised producer who's worked with a host of incredible artists, including Itin Sawney, Scream, Jesse Ware, just to name a few. I think Basement Jacks as well, actually. So I think Dan Vinci is very much kind of the man, you know, twiddling the knobs and producing the music. But Johnny Dar is obviously bringing the vocals and the songwriting. That's as I understand it. Now, Johnny Dar is an interesting character. He's very much an artist and designer across fashion, music, art, and more. And you can tell if you watch his videos, and I'm going to share one of his videos on our Facebook page in the coming days. Absolutely beautiful, a real artist, a genuine artist. A great and exciting collaboration. We're going to play a track called Scars. There's a ton of remixes and other tracks to check out from Johnny Dar. I think you say you can find him under that name or also Dardelica. We'll include links in the show notes, as of course we do every week. So if you want to find out more about any of the artists, then do head over to rightcoolmusic.com or .co.uk. It takes you to the same place. And click on the Lost on Radio link at the top, or podcast link at the top, and there you can find all the links you want. And on the right-hand side of the website, you can also find our music player as well, so you can listen back to all previous episodes of the Lost on Radio podcast. And a reminder also, we do have our playlist, so a growing playlist on Spotify. We add each of the six tracks we feature on the podcast to the playlist each week, so it's all the same music without the chat, which I know sometimes people would much prefer. So you have options, basically. Go and check out those previous artists and help support new music. Final thing for me to say today is thanks to everyone who is listening in New Zealand on Mad FM. It's great to have you guys on board and supporting the show. We do greatly appreciate it. Until next week, thanks for listening. This has been Lost on Radio from Right Call Music.
Listen back to all previous episodes of Lost on Radio at rightchordmusic.com or subscribe for free at iTunes.